What's up, boys and girls? I just want to throw this on real quick. It's my lunch. I'm not doing this correctly. That means I'm not getting the maximum time on the glider because I just fired up the camera way too late. You probably can't see the top of them. Probably can't see me. Doesn't matter. I don't care. Yes, I guess I do. I can't help it. I can't help myself. Not that I'm a perfectionist, but God, I just need to tip that up just a little bit. How about like that? Even though that probably didn't even do anything, it don't make me feel. And it probably went up too. That's perfect. All right. Anyway, I wanted to cut this back on yesterday. Last night I was thinking about a lot of updates or a lot of addendums I could have put on my last video that I made. I was using the word happy. I was lazy. Here's what I was thinking. I was going to say that I was lazy and I was using the word happy to mean different things. I think I was trying to explain my happiness when I am alone in quote unquote solitude. When I'm by myself, quote unquote alone, I was trying to explain happiness. And happiness isn't the word. Happiness, I could have meant for using the word happy. This is going to be erratic. I don't care. I'm just trying to get it out. I was using the word happy to mean joy. I was using the word happy to mean enjoyment or enjoying, pleasure, and the different levels of happy or pleasurable experiences or moments or moods in which, you know, we're content and I want to not use the word happy, but fulfilled. Now, fulfilled is something different. But I wanted to nuance the word happy. I was just using the word happy way too much. And I watched the video, and I do watch my videos, you know, once or twice. And I like what I was putting out there. I just wanted to clarify. I felt that I wanted to clarify what I meant by happy, because there's a difference between happy, enjoyment, joy, I think. Pleasure is not in there. I'm thinking more of a word that describes how one mentally feels in a kind of overall state, like the state of mind. That's what I'm trying to use words to further nuance or break down and be more specific when I use the word happy in regards to state of mind. Because there's enjoyment. You can enjoy something, and that's something. And then there's like joy, and then there's happy. Happy seems to be immediate. Like, I'm happy now. Happy is fleeting. Happiness could be something else. Like, there are times when I'm happy, but I'm not, or something like that. I'm happy. Generally, I'm happy. I mean, generally, overall, I'm happy. But there can be moments where I could be, quote unquote, depressed, or my happiness goes lower or drops. My happiness level drops. But I'm still happy. I can still find joy even though I'm not happy. See, that's where I'm trying to go. I'm trying to do that. Trying to differentiate between that. Where something like that. Where I can still find joy even though I'm not happy. Or I can be happy even though I'm not finding joy. I think there's a difference between joy and happy. The overall attitude in general of a person and their immediate, how they feel immediately, like right now. I'm sad, I'm happy in an immediate right now sense. But if I step back and I look at it in general, oh, I'm happy. I mean, hey, you know. But right now, I'm mad. See, you could be happy or have happiness or joy. Joy may be more immediate. Joy may be immediate. You get joy sporadically. Joy comes here, joy comes there, joy comes there. Maybe happiness is the lasting effect, the overall mood or word to describe how one may feel. Because you could be sad, you could be depressed and still happy. Because I could be sick and still be happy, but not have joy. You know what I'm saying? I'm just trying to break it down like that. I just wanted to get more into that whole idea. And also with that whole idea of happy, I break it down to mean it on the individual basics, subjectively. I mean, totally subjectively. It's up to the individual to define what happy is, what their happy is, you know, what they want, what they don't want, completely unto themselves. I mean, I asked the question. You could try to answer it to me, but it really doesn't matter what I think or say. It's more of a, interesting, try to learn from it. But the bottom line is what one decides for himself. I don't think nobody can determine. Well, you know, I'm speaking drastically, never say never, but I don't think I think every individual should determine what their happy is, what their happiness or what their happiness is. What they get joy from could be separate from their happiness. See what I mean? Even though they kind of fall under the same umbrella, but what they get joy from, what you get joy from, contributes, I think, on a momentary basis. But happiness, I think, I would like to think that it's like overall, in general. Like if I'm at the DMV and I'm standing in line, or if I'm going to TSA and I get there before the TSA pre-check opens, and I got to go through the airline, I got to go through security with the regular people and take off my shoes and take out my laptops, I'm not happy. But I still have happiness. No, I'm not joyful, but I still have, you know what I mean? I'm still getting on a damn airplane and going someplace. But it's bugging me that I got to take off my shoes and my laptop out because the TSA pre-check isn't open yet. And I got to go with the regular common people. Ugh. And even in that, I was going to go somewhere with that. I hope I remember. I was going to go somewhere with that. But like I said, even though overall I'm still happy, my happiness is still there, but I'm not finding joy in the moment. And even in that, for me, even in that, having a moment where I'm not finding joy, having a moment where I can complain or whine or a little bit or go, that can be enjoyable. You see where I'm going with this? Even being unhappy, you can find joy in being unhappy. Sometimes I find joy when I'm sick. When I'm sick and my body is telling me physically, look, you got to stop. You didn't want to stop. I'm going to show you how to stop. And my body puts me in bed and I'm sick and I'm uncomfortable. There are moments even in there where I feel I'm not operating the way I'm used to. I'm not, you know, Jeffrey, all hype and happy and running around, blah, 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 blah. And that's turned off. And even in that situation, I find enjoyment in being, coming, seeing life from a different perspective. Sometimes I say, oh, so this is what regular people go, this is what life is to regular people. Oh my God, how do they survive? You mean they don't wake up going, what are we gonna do now? What are we gonna do now? What's next? What's today? Ooh, it's today. Oh, it's today. I love today. What's next? What's next? What are we gonna do? What are we gonna do? And usually when I'm hitting on all cylinders, that's how I feel. And usually if I get out of balance, meaning I'm overdoing this or overdoing eating too much or being too lazy or indulging in this or just doing that. If I get out of balance and I'll get uncomfortable. If I'm not exercising, smoking them damn Black and Milds, stuff like that, to throw my balance off. Because for years, I went with no chemical stimulation, nothing. No drugs, no cigarettes, no nothing. Alcohol, I quit alcohol 30 years ago, 34 years ago. So I had no external, I was sober. I was completely sober for like decades. And I found a happiness in that. I found a strength and a happiness and a vitality that it just kept me going. I literally would wake up, what's today? Ooh, what are we gonna do? Oh, I can't wait, oh yeah. And then I would even brag and, you know, kind of taunt people that how good it was to be completely sober and happy, because a lot of people on my timeline and in my, the people I hang out with in the cultures or whatever you want to call it, the groups or whatever I hang out with, they look at marijuana as a super wonder drug. And I had to stop partaking in the consumption because I am a all or nothing type of person. Moderation is tough for me. Either I'm going to do it all or I got to stop. And it started to wear me down and be heavy. And waking up in the morning, wake and bake just ruins the whole day for me. Because I would just indulge, and then you wake up, you get that first buzz, it's so wonderful. And then you're trying to chase it the rest of the day, you'll never get it back. And then you're doing this every day, every day, every day, and it just becomes a monotony, and you lose the pleasure from it. And that's my point. That's my problem. I would overdo stuff, and I just wear it out, and I lose the pleasure from it. But the times when I was smoking, and I'd take a long break or something and go back and forth the first time, oh my God, it was magical. It felt magical, like the people, all my friends on time, I'd be saying. It felt like a wonder, this transformation of the mind. This thing's opened up. You feel it in your body. It just, but you can't indulge. You can't overdo it and indulge. And I can't. I can't overindulge and still get that same depth of feeling. It just becomes monotony, and I'm chasing something that, you know, I may have worn my body out for. So I was thinking about that. So I was saying, so when I'm healthy and, you know, no Diet Cokes, no nicotine, no nothing, just, you know, straight, healthy, I was on a high. I was on a natural high for years that was, felt like it was untouchable. And I even probably bragged about it in a post or two that this sober high I got it was untouchable. It really was. It really was. And I may need to get back to that kind of discipline or that kind of clear-headedness or that kind of focus. But there's also, like I said, when you're sick, I see life from a different perspective, and that's entertaining to me. I'm even getting a joy from it. I enjoy it. And there is different states, I think, that a person can indulge in and go through where they're definitely not operating at 100%, but since they're not operating 100%, it makes them see life differently. And then from seeing life differently, not seeing life from my go, animated, happy, yay self. And maybe seeing it from, oh yeah, you know, hey, it's cool. You know, whatever. Not, hey, whatever, but, you know, a different state of energy, a different vibration, I like to call it sometimes. It provides insight, and you can really see, I can see things a little differently, and I see things that I wouldn't have seen if I'm flying around happy, zoom, zoom, zoom. So, you know, I be getting on this thing just talking about everything. I mean, I've been making videos. I've been doing this for a long, long time, so I'm comfortable. You see, I'm comfortable, and I work at it. And I said, remember I said about those cameras? Even I was wondering why I'm setting up all these damn cameras. Why am I playing with these damn cameras so much? I look around now. I got a cell, my old cell phone, Galaxy S9 that I'm recording with. I got my Samsung S22 in my pocket counting steps. I got 3 Mevo cameras on right now with the red light butt on because I got OBS Studio running on them. 3 of them, those are $400 a piece. But you know what? I'm not bragging about the money. What I'm bragging about is that I went ahead and I spent some money on some cameras and got some good equipment and it works. That I'm bragging on. I mean, I spent some money, $400 a camera, but I cut these damn things on. They work. No fidgeting, no doing this. I ain't got to do that. I cut them some bitches on either. Most I got to do is reboot them. And they just connect right back up and just keep going. It's just like a little black camera. There's no knobs on it or nothing. It just works. And for that money I paid, there's a balance. Because I'm a cheap person. I'm frugal. I'm cheap and I'm frugal. There's no doubt about that. And I will try to get away with the cheapie. In fact, I got a HD 4K cam, a 4K camera, a knockoff of Angie Tube or something. Instead of getting the Logitech one for a couple hundred, or the good one, the good name brand one that you know is gonna work, I got a $67 one, and it's okay. And over there, I do got a bunch of cheap stuff. And I'll say this too. I have bought a lot of stuff that was so cheap, it didn't work. I mean, it worked, but it did what it's supposed to do, but it really didn't. And it's been a few times, and I got a bunch of cameras over there that I just got because they were cheap, and I got probably 5-6 of them, the little GoPro type knockoff cameras. I think I paid like $25 a piece for them or something like that. I mean, and they work. They do what they do. But they ain't like, you go ahead and spend money for a Logitech or I don't know if AVerMedia. Logitech is the best. I mean, you just Logitech. I got the Shure microphone, that Shure microphone that everybody else got, the SM7. I got that one. Everybody got that, but there's stuff out there that, is proven. It's tried and true. It's proven that you can just buy. But I always get the cheap stuff. So that's what I was saying about the camera. So I got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 7 cameras I'm looking around here in my living room right now. 7 cameras. And hooked up to OBS. And I was saying, why am I doing that? Why am I, what's the point? I know it's masturbating. Because I ain't trying to really do nothing with them. This is for when I record LA Maggots. Oh, yeah, this is for when I have a recording session. Oh, yeah, but when I ever do have a recording session, we going to be lit. But I say all that to say this. I am a geeky, and I do like just doing the stuff. I do love just, playing with the cameras, getting it set up for a pseudo situation. I got hundreds of videos of me testing. This is it. Look, moving, testing video, testing audio. Checking cameras, I got hundreds of them, and I keep them. I don't throw them away. I throw some away, but nowhere near enough. I got them because I think, one day I'm going to splice them together and make something. You know what you do. And then so, I got that. And I was doing all that, all this camera stuff. I'm like, why am I doing this? We have a recording session, I'm just being, knock it out. I can broadcast live, I can do what the thing, the cool thing was. When I went back to Ohio, yes, when I travel, I take cameras with me. I think I went back with 1 Mevo and 1 AVerMedia. 1 Mevo, the wireless $400 camera, and then 1 AVerMedia, one of my mid-range webcams. I think it's HD. I don't even think it's FHD. I think it may be FHD, whatever. I took that one back. So I had 3, 2, and then plus you get the camera on the laptop. So I was able to hook it up and do 3 cameras. And the coolest thing about that was being there with granddaughter. Oh my God. Oh my goodness. I got video of her doing stuff. I had 2 cameras set up. It was just, I was able to switch between the cameras with the keypad and, get her coming and going and show the whole room. And I was proud. I was very proud of that. You know, her and me, you know, for the technical, you know, getting that set up and just being able to move like that and be able to shoot that, you know. Two cameras, you know, it's a big deal. And of course, oh, I forgot about the other camera, my 360 camera. Starting to learn how to use that and starting to know how to edit with that. Framing, they call it, I guess. I'm still learning the terminology, you know, like framing and how to shoot with that and make it look like it's a flying object. And, you know, without it jerking, you want to make it smooth. And, you know, you can feel how it's supposed to move if it moves unnaturally. So you try to get that smooth feeling, and you know, I shot that. It was just, you know, it's just, I love this stuff. I don't even know why. And all this started, well, not the Mevo cameras, but the 360 camera started because I got an Oculus, the virtual reality headset, and I was blown away. I'm like, this is the future. I want to learn how to make this stuff. So I signed up for Metaspark. I signed up for Unity. I signed up for Mona. These are all engines and apps to help you create objects within a virtual world. Horizon is the name of the world. Horizon is done by Facebook, Meta, and they're putting billions of dollars in it. And one of these platforms is going to be number one. One of these platforms is going to be number one. I think it's going to blow everybody's mind because you'll be able to go in there and like be a person. But commerce, you'll be able to buy stuff, sell stuff. And then now all of a sudden, you know what these NFTs are for. NFTs and these blockchain things that where you can have something that can't be duplicated. And that makes it precious. Inside, if you could, I saw how something like that, a mechanism where you can have something precious and unique in a meta world, a virtual world, I see potential. I can see where that could really, really take off and become something very, very incredible. Especially if you can go in these things. You know, I was playing them. It's just good. And then, you know, it's not for everybody, but it will, it may or may not be. You go in there as a, you know, like a virtual person, talk to, and the quality and the sound. And you go in the Horizon world, you just get put into a world, right? You just popped in there. And next thing you know, people come up to you and talk to you. Like, hey, how you doing? One dude was like, hey, Jeffrey, can you hear me? I was like, whoa, dude, are you allowed to call me? Because I got my name. Everybody else got like pseudo names. I got my real name. So he was like, hey, Jeffrey. I was like, whoa. It's not intrusive. I mean, you're in the game. And I'm Jeffrey Scott Mitchell. So, and I preach, you know, this to other people. Just go in there and talk. Don't be afraid. Just go in there and loosen up and just get in it. But I was like apprehensive. I was like getting in there. Didn't want to talk to nobody. Didn't want to, you know, open up that whole thing. But as soon as you put that headset on and you go in these worlds, and the sound quality is like HD excellent. The sound quality is just excellent. And then you just look at it. It's like a person is standing, not like a real person, but an avatar of a person standing right there. And they start talking to you. And it's like, whoa, you know. So I think all that's going to take off eventually. And whoever has, you know, the lead, or it's like Microsoft and Novell, whatever manufacturer or whatever protocol, Windows was the one, whatever software the world just happens to settle on, whatever USB transfer, because remember we had USB 1 and USB 2, CDs, there was two different kinds of CDs at one time, the technology, and beta and VHS, you know, we had to decide who's, you know, which one was going to, you know, be the industry leader, and, you know, so far Facebook is going after it, and so that's why I'm into that, that's why I got the 360 camera, but all my other cameras was for wanting to shoot, you know, live bands and this and that. And, you know, so now, you know, now I'm blah, blah, blah. But to go back there and see the stuff I shot with granddaughter, it was priceless. It was really, really, it touched me. I was like, oh, look at that. I was like, this is why I did it. This right here is why I did all that work with all the cameras and stuff, just to get this. And I'm not the kind of person who believes in making out once, love them and leave them fast. I'm not the kind of person who likes to give people that. Autonomy is my thing, you know, and it's not nothing against them. It's something about me. Autonomy is my thing. So, you know, for me to say, oh, to even my granddaughter, even my kids, anybody, It's do your job. It's do your job. And it's like, I don't got time for the sloshy stuff. We're a team. You know, we need to execute. We're a family. We're a team. We need to execute. Sure, we should love each other. Sure, we should do this. Blah, 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 blah. No, you do your job. And what is your job? I don't know. I don't know. I do not know what your job is, but you better do it. Like my mother said, do something if it's wrong. But if you do something wrong, see, wrong, there's no right or wrong, remember? I always say there's no right or wrong, Jeffrey, there isn't. That's why I say just do your job. Do your job in the family. That's how I love. That's how I show affection. By doing my job and you do yours as a responsible member of this family. That's what you do. You ain't got to send me presents on Thanksgiving. You ain't got to do nothing on Christmas. But I do expect you to say something on my birthday for crying out loud. But other than that, just do your job. Live your life. Make us proud. Make us proud. Yeah, you can say make me proud, you know, in a loose sense of the phrase. But make yourself proud. You be successful. That's the only thank you and I love yous that count in my world. Just do your job. As a Mitchell, you have something to stand, live up to. The criteria was set by Mr. Clarence Mitchell. In my mind, I will not outdo Mr. Clarence Mitchell because he had his own way of doing things. He had his own thing. But I took out what I wanted from him. I took what I wanted from my mother. I take from everything around and I created Jeffrey. And that's what Jeffrey gonna go after. So Jeffrey's going after it like that. Anyway, swing on y'all two times. For me, for the phone. For every elementary particle that's ever existed in this or in any universe that ever was, is, or will be. The totality of it all, y'all. A theory of universe. A hypothesis of all is one. My name is Jeffrey and I'm a...